This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, September 18th. And it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today as we again go through some interesting perspectives in the news. But before I do all of that, I want to read this. Calling all junior and senior high school students, you could win a brand new iPad for the new year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design essay competition. All you have to do is write a strong, convincing essay on the topic, what does going digital mean to you? For junior high schools, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high school students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information. Email alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September 22nd. That's this Friday coming up. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Plato Alpha Essay Competition powered by Guardian Radio AM, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Before I continue, I want to recognize one Whitney Stanford Mortimer, who has passed recently. He has passed on August 28, 2023. Whitney was an avid caller of the show. In fact, he reached out to me some time ago when we were talking about polio, and I mentioned that I don't think there is anyone living with polio because we have eradicated that in the Bahamas. And he came out and he told his story. I interviewed him at one point in time, and he told his story about living with polio. And it was an engaging conversation. It enlightened me a lot. After that, he has been actively texting me in terms of contributing to the show, actively calling into the show and contributing, and to hear of his transition, it took me by surprise. And I want to extend condolences to his family, particularly his sister, Miss Doreen Cox, and his extended family, and those persons who are familiar with Whitney. That was Whitney Stanford Mortimer. May his soul rest in peace. I want to continue the conversation, Aaron, that we are having about the finances or the incentive program that the police force is having. But to add to that conversation, I want to continue our conversation with the budget and portfolios.
With the cabinet allocations.
So I'm going to give you leave to lead that conversation, and then we'll have it juxtaposed to what is happening in the police force and questioning whether what is happening is appropriate, or should there be more questions garnered because of what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I had the Senator Darren Pickstock on immediately after the announcement of the cabinet shuffle. And I guess this article and this exercise really engages what it was I was seeking in that conversation with Pickstock, an understanding of the rationale behind the shifting of ministries, not of ministers, but the shifting and recomposition of ministries. And so I want to take just a brief look at the article in Thursday's Guardian, Cabinet Portfolio Changes Outline, as by Kendia Dames, and then to take a look at the publication of portfolio allocations and to look at some of the items or ministries or industries that are in each minister's new portfolio, right? And some of the shifts. So if we start with that article, Cabinet Portfolio Changes Outlined, over a week after PM Davis announced a reshuffle of his cabinet and promised a full list of portfolios, the list was released. the publication of portfolio allocations. And you can go on to the Googles, you can go online and search publication of portfolio allocations Bahamas 2023. And the link to the Prime Minister's page, where the document is sits there, is available online. And if you add PDF, right? So if you search the publication of portfolio allocations PDF, then a PDF version of it will pop up that you can edit, download, manipulate, not change, but you could copy and paste and pull information from it. So the publication of portfolio allocations shows a start here. The Marathon MP Lisa Ramming has been reassigned from Minister of State in the Ministry of Social Services and Urban Development to the Ministry of Housing and Urban Renewal. Ah, so it's the Ministry of Housing and Urban Renewal now. Ramming will have oversight of urban renewal. Right? Her old ministry is now a Ministry of Social Service Information and Broadcasting. So let's stick a pin there, Mr. Newry. What I found there, we're looking at Lisa Ramming, right? Under her new portfolio, I found something interesting. Now, I don't even see it, but here we go. Her new ministry has urban renewal, urban development, inner city development, and community development. Those four listings under her portfolio. Oh, here we go. Urban renewal, urban development, community development, inner city development, and relations with the Urban Renewal Commission, right? They all fall under her portfolio. I want to ask a question. So tell me, like, what is the difference between these? What's the difference between urban development and inner city development? And community development. What's the difference between those three?
Semantics.
I guess.
Okay.
Right? Because then I think there's someone else who has responsibility. When we look at Ginger Moxie, who remains the Minister for Grand Bahama, right? She also, and her portfolio is relations with urban renewal Grand Bahama. And I think, like, are we going to see a duplication of efforts and an unnecessary expenditure of resources?
So you're suggesting that they're a different department?
Well, no, they, by listing them individually, they're suggesting that they're different departments. Hmm. What I want to know is, what's the difference?
Hmm. But urban renewal is a response to inner city issues, but there are departments that do policies in terms of how do you create and manage cities, manage areas. Urban renewal doesn't manage an area. I mean, just talking about semantics again.
Yeah, I guess, right? So urban renewal, urban development, community development, inner city development, and relations with the Urban Renewal Commission. Mm-hmm. I just want to know what exactly is going on there. I thought it was interesting to note that, right? Mm-hmm. That's the way that they describe it. And what should we expect from that? But more importantly, what do people who manage NGOs or want to create businesses to address needs in communities, right? What do they make of it? Like, they want to get a sense of what direction you're heading in. What sense does this make, and what sense can people make from it? And where can we find more information on what exactly that means and what we should expect to emanate from that space in the ministry?
In the future, we need to interrogate what is the mandate of the various NGOs that we have. A number of the NGOs seem to be feeding networks where they collect resources and distribute it in general, but not in terms of changing the environment.
Right. So a number of organizations are focused on charity work when really what's needed in terms of a response is structural reform versus just charity. Right.
And how can an NGO do structural reform without stepping on the toes of government? Who is responsible for structural reforms?
Well, I mean, there's lots of ways that you do it, right? First of all, you can engage without combating, right? Being combative or a barrier to government's work. First of all, NGOs can use their networks, right, to gain access to best practices in other jurisdictions, mm-hmm. right, including through NGOs, you can get access to the documentation of government programs in other jurisdictions, right? So you use your resources as an NGO to build models, both policies and projects, right? Things that you've seen succeed in other jurisdictions, but you tweak them to apply to your jurisdiction. You can run small-scale models to show the government the efficacy, the success of these models. You can show government how they can implement these models in the Bahamas. You can manage small-scale models and show the government these things can work at this scale, and then assist them in scaling up to constituency level, island level, nation level programming. There's ways you could do it, but the government has to be open to that type of partnership and engagement. And it's not just saying, yeah, well, we down. It's about shifting language. It's about civil servants enabling themselves with new language and openly engaging NGOs to do the work.
It's a lot of words, Aaron. I hear you. But mind you, I see we do have examples of that. The island school, what that is, One Eleuthera.
Foundation.
They are showing that they can work independently and along with the government in order to empower their community. And they have programs. They have that hotel that they're running right now. They have the agricultural part they're running right now. And self-governance program, a community governance program they're running. That, I guess, the government can look at and say, well, let's see if we could duplicate this. I mean, that's not happening. But, I mean, at least they have an example of what can happen.
Right. There's also in Exuma examples of small public-private partnerships.
What example do you have?
Tour de Turquoise, the bike ride, the charity bike ride in Exuma, organized by, I think, Canadian residents. And 2 years ago, they raised $100,000 and bought a school bus for Ellen Coakley High.
Did they buy a 100,000 school bus?
No, they raised $100,000 uh-huh. and bought a school bus.
Out of the $100,000?
Right. And then the second year, last year, I think they raised, or earlier this year, $165,000.
And they bought another school bus?
Well, what they said was that the proceeds of the fundraiser are to support local community development in Exuma.
I hear you. The money doesn't show what you're saying, but I hear you. I hear you. I mean, I appreciate any school bus they get out of $100,000. And I say thank you to them for the...
But examples of public-private partnerships,
yeah,
right?
That's what you're trying to do just now.
The government can turn to...
I'm just glad someone gave Exuma a school bus, because I know government wasn't going to do it.
But let's look here. We're not talking about public-private partnerships today.
I understand. It's just that example you gave didn't move me. That is just saying.
But we need to determine what NGOs are doing, okay. right, and how many NGOs are engaged in charity work and how many NGOs are engaged in advocacy and policy and policy work to shift policy and engage in structural reform. There's a big difference, right?
I got you.
Between the two. And so anyway, I just found that was interesting. What's happening there, why you have these four items in this portfolio that seem to be the same, right? And we still even haven't clearly fleshed out what we should expect from urban renewal, urban development, right? In a small island developing state with an archipelagic exterior.
I like the band thing. You're not comfortable with the band?
The band?
The urban renewal band.
The band is great, especially if you could use the band to get yourself a scholarship to go lead the mellophone section.
Yes.
Big up my boy, I think Javon, in the NBA program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the band is great. Anybody have a problem with the band?
It's successful.
Right, but what I'm saying is that you focus on urban renewal, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have an archipelagic exterior the reason why so many people in the area you like to call urban is because you've neglected the development of the archipelagic exterior. In fact, you use the word urban more than you use the word archipelagic. Exterior.
Only Grand Bahama and Nassau can have an urban area.
This is what I'm thinking.
So that's why they have the other verbiage that you were wondering why.
Inner city?
Yeah, inner city.
What's the difference between urban and inner city?
Well, only New Providence and Grand Bahama have inner city and urban areas.
So you could talk to me about community development and you could say, man, green, that multiple types of communities, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've got suburban style communities, right? We've got inner city communities. We've got communities that are in the city but are not experiencing the same level of maybe poverty, crime, and violence. You could tell me that. But what's the difference between urban and inner city? And what activities do you have to address community development on the Family Islands? And in particular, have you acknowledged that a lot of the issues that you're dealing with in the inner city may be because you've packed Family Island people, right? People who come from far less dense communities into communities that are extremely dense, mm-hmm. right? And what strategies do you have to this? Like, if I could say this, it's almost as if we think the only people living in inner cities are Haitian migrants, right? And you deal with them a particular way, not acknowledging that a lot of our inner cities are filled with people from the Family Islands, right? Who have a different cultural or community mindset than necessarily migrants. But that's just one of the things I thought was interesting and worthy of interrogation. And continue to read from the article. O.B. Wilchcombe, the West End and Bimini MP, is the Minister of Social Services, Information and Broadcasting with responsibility for Bahamas Information Services and the Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas, right? So the Ministry of Social Services and Urban Development has been recomposed to the Ministry of Social Services, Information and Broadcasting, which I thought was interesting. First of all, why you have social services and information and broadcasting together? I don't understand that. We'll wait to see it. But then, Miles Larota, Minister of State from the Office of the Prime Minister, he has in his portfolio relations with Alive, cable television, and relations with Bahamas Telecommunications Company.
Hmm.
Right? And so I don't understand what the purpose, like, how will that work?
Well, I don't understand his portfolio. What is his role and responsibility for? Is that a full-time gig? Shouldn't that right. be a department? So you kept have a chairman person to do that.
Right, and that's not all that's on his portfolio, in his portfolio, right? He's got, Miles Larota, MP, Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, Relations with Disaster and Risk Management Authority, Relations with Bahamas National Statistical Institute, Antiquities, Monuments, and Museums, Clifton Heritage Authority, and this one was interesting as well, Office of the Prime Minister, Abaco. First of all, I think there's too many important things in one portfolio, to be honest with you, and too many disparate things, possibly. But why would he have a responsibility for relations with Alive, cable television, and BTC if O.B. Wilchcombe is a substantive minister for broadcasting and information? And I want to say on this, guys, I see nowhere I see artificial intelligence. Nowhere, not under the AG's portfolio, not under Larota's portfolio, not under Social Services, Information and Broadcasting's portfolio. Nothing to do with artificial intelligence. And I wonder what you're all going to do.
Wait.
Wait for what?
Wait till we get 5G. That'll be a couple of years from now.
Oh, well, maybe you never get 5G.
Why talk about AI if we even get 5G?
Oh, because you don't need 5G. AI here before 5G.
Yeah.
AI is already here. That's why you need to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to prepare a legislative framework to protect your citizens from the unscrupulous or illegal use of AI. I mean, these are things you got to do.
Hmm.
Better yet, better protect tourists from AI, because I already pay in bills that I'm not allowed to. You can imagine if I have to pay through the consolidated fund as a taxpayer, I have to pay an award to a tourist who somehow their rights were breached or they were swung, taken advantage of by some unscrupulous actor who was using artificial intelligence. You can imagine that?
Mm.
No, I ain't for that, Mr. Nuri. I ain't for that at all. There are some more interesting things here that I think are worthy of discussion. Here is another one. We know that Minister of Energy and Transport, Jobeth Colby Davis, now has responsibility for Bahamas Power and Light, which was in the Ministry of Works and Utilities portfolio. But did you know that the Water and Sewerage Corporation, which was previously in CESA's portfolio, was also in CESA's portfolio, CESA is now the Minister of Immigration and National Insurance. Moroda, who remains a Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister, is now also responsible for Water and Sewerage Corporation, with the Prime Minister being the substantive minister. Listen, you heard what I just said?
I heard what you said.
I want to read it again because it may have been a bit choppy there. And I'm going to read directly from the article, Cabinet Portfolio Changes Outlined in Thursday's Guardian of last week. The Water and Sewerage Corporation was also previously in CESA's portfolio. Sayers, as announced by the Prime Minister last week, is the new Minister of Immigration and National Insurance. Miles LaRota, the Pinewood MP, who remains Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister, still has oversight of disaster preparedness and emergency management and is now also responsible for the Water and Sewerage Corporation, with the Prime Minister being the substantive minister. Stick a pin. Mr. Nuri.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think you move like that? Don't watch nothing. I would like the rationale behind separating utilities, right? Mm. These quasi-governmental entities from the Ministry of Works. A. B. Then the rationale for allocating them in the way that you have. So it's one thing why the separation from Ministry of Works, and then why compose the ministries the way you've done. Why does LaRota have oversight for water and, or we say responsible for water and sewerage, with the Prime Minister being the substantive minister responsible for water and sewerage?
Only to respond for that, I can say is, beforehand, when the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, Minister of Foreign Affairs, also had the portfolio Public Works, Public Service, as the lead minister or head minister, and the state minister was Pierre Glover. The Prime Minister will do the same thing, where even though he oversees the entire ministry, this Minister of State will run the ministry.
So why not appoint him as a chairman?
Well, I don't know, because the Prime Minister could appoint whoever he wants and how.
I just thinking that they can and should offer rationale.
Have there ever been any rationale before? They create ministries, and they operate within the scope of how they're being created.
But I think that this particular shifting requires an explanation, Mr. Nuri. Mm. It's not just a matter of, oh, we're moving ministers. We shuffle in ministers.
They shuffle in ministers.
Right. I think we should, I think we deserve an explanation for why you shuffle in ministers and PSs. That's me. That's mm-hmm. just me. Mm-hmm. But say we don't. Say we don't deserve it. Mm-hmm. Surely we deserve an explanation as to why these entities have been separated in the way that they have and why they are now being managed in the ways that they're being managed. I put it on the table. We got water and sewage. Headline. Beaches, parks, probe will wrap up soon. Right? We got entities that are under investigation. We got water and sewage actors before the courts. BPL. We got all manner of questions, including in the not-so-distant past, a court case. Right? So we deserve an answer. We deserve the rationale behind the recomposition of these ministries. Why is BPL being separated from Ministry of Works and being overseen by Energy and Transport? Why is Water and Sewage separated from Works being overseen by a Minister of State and the Prime Minister as a substantive minister? And then what happens to BTC?
But they never worked together. So even when they were put in under a ministry, or they were still independent in this ministry.
So pause. We're talking about oversight by one ministry.
Yeah.
But we saw the negative. It's delirious is a fancy word I want to use. But we saw the negative impact. We saw what resulted from the lack of coordination of the various ministries during the roadworks. Right? I mean, that was detrimental that we had gone through a significant portion of the road work and then it had to be paused and roads had to get dug back up so that another corporation, I think it was Water and Sewage, could come in and do work. So they should have been managed with a degree of coordination. We see it all the time. One entity goes into the ground, somebody comes and paves the road, and then another entity comes right behind them and cut up the road again to go back in it to go into the same spot. So that they have never worked together before, I would argue that they were supposed to coordinate at some level, and that they don't has been a problem for us. Thus leading me to the question on the table, why are you separating them at this level, at the ministerial level? Because it's the coordination of efforts. Not that they necessarily work together, but the coordination.
And
that's important.
I still put it to you, they were never coordinated, you know.
But no, I put that on. We could see the impact of them not being coordinated. Mm. Which also suggests that they should be coordinated. But all of these things, I think, are important and requires interrogation. Mm. And there should be both government actors and private sector actors that focus on interrogating this information. So we look at JoBeth Colby Davis, new Minister of Energy and Transport. She has relations with Bahamas Power and Light, ground transportation, motor vehicles, registration and licensing, postal service, meteorology, maritime affairs, relations with the Bahamas Maritime Authority, alternative energy, road traffic management, drays and surreys. Oh, gosh. To the Surrey driver that blew through the red light on East Street and Shirley Street last week, Friday, Thursday. Come on, man. They need to take you, put you in the jail. Inter-island passenger freight and mail service, ship registration, ports, air accident and investigation authority, motor vehicles, registration and licensing, postal service, meteorology, maritime affairs, relations with the Bahamas Maritime Authority. Right? But Cooper is still tourism, aviation, and investments, which suggests to me, right, that planes only important for tourists.
Why is that?
Because we have a Ministry of Energy and Transport that does not have oversight for air travel, inter-island air travel.
Because one is local transportation and one is international transportation.
No, she don't have air at all.
Yeah.
She doesn't have air at all in here.
She have local transportation.
So local people don't fly from island to island in a country with an archipelagic exterior. They just should know that they're poor and they should get on the mail boat.
But transport includes shipping.
That's the mail boat. I'm talking about inter-island flights and potentially making it easier for Bahamians to travel and do business throughout the family islands by focusing on it as a local priority as opposed to only focusing on it as a tourism priority for getting tourists in the country. I think that we could see a big shift in family island development if we change that perspective. Oh boy. They make sure the average Bahamian can't own a boat or a plane. That is a text coming in. We're going to talk about that a bit more. But Mr. Nuri, like, these are the things that you get into, right, to really get a sense of whether the government can implement, right, can fulfill the promises they've made and implement the policies required to enact those promises. Will we see a... Here's a question. Will we see a significant improvement in inter-island maritime movement, mail boats, cargo, and people if that's coupled with energy? Will the minister have time to prioritize transport at all, let alone the lowliest of transport, which is what poor people have to take to get between the islands? Right? And I think these are important conversations to be had. Here's another one that I found was interesting. The Minister of National Security, Wayne Monroe, under his ministry, flags and coat of arms, National Youth Guard, Police Force, Defense Force, National Crime Intelligence Agency, and my favorite one, Public Safety. Public Safety. I don't know. I just want to make sure they understand that it doesn't mean protecting the people from themselves. You have to protect you from yourself. You all don't know anything. Okay, let's go on, Mr. Nuri. And the texter says, yeah, despite we are natural navigators, I wonder if people sort of see it. I wonder if people can sort of step back and see it, that we got an archipelagic exterior. All our people are island people, but we got more cars than boats owned by Bahamians. We have limited access to the beach, let alone piers and docks. Boat ownership is essentially out of the average Bahamian's hands unless it is a commercial pursuit, unless they fish in commercially to support themselves or for a business. You're right. Somebody said, I didn't hear you mention BDOCS under National Security Minister. I hope I didn't actually, like a typo, like I forgot to put it on there, but I'm not sure if it was there. Oh, no, you're right. You're right. I'm not finished yet. Prison, Prerogative of Mercy, Parliamentary Registration Department, Prisoners, Relations with the Parliamentary Commissioner, Elections and Referenda. And I would offer texter, you correct, probably BDOCS, which is Bahamas Department of Correction Services, would be there as well. Minister of Works and Family Island Affairs. The minister is responsible construction, maintenance, and upkeep of public infrastructure, including government buildings, roads, docks, bridges, and cemeteries. And then the parliamentary secretary, Bacchus Rowe, in that ministry has maintenance and construction of sidewalks, drainage, downtown Nassau redevelopment. Mr. Nuri, we got to get Mr. Rowe on. Bacchus Rowe, private roads and subdivisions. We got to get him on to talk about subdivisions and not necessarily private roads, but subdivisions and how to get road works and infrastructural repairs done in your subdivisions, building control, explosives and volatile substances, relations with straw market authority, town and country planning, land use plan for New Providence and the Family Islands, and physical planning and land use. Mr. Leonardo Lightborn, Parliamentary Secretary, will have relations with local government authorities, local improvement associations, homecoming festivals, Family Island Affairs, Regattas, Bahamas Public Parks, and Public Beaches Authority. That's the music, Mr. Nuri?
You have the music. We're going to go to a quick commercial break right now.
Let's go to a break because I don't see BTC anywhere on the Ministry of Works. I haven't heard anything about a substantive minister yet.
And we'll be interrogated some more. Let's take this quick break. Gathering the AM, CA Nuri, of course, Erin's going through the various ministry portfolios and roles, and we just interrogate them, and she's questioning why. Okay. Anyway, we'll be right back.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri. Of course, Erin Green is with me, and we are going through the various portfolios, right? Erin is analyzing these things. And I hear, man, Erin, it is what it is. But these are things that are important, and we should at least know where the ministers are. And we're interrogating what the role and how they mesh with each other and why they are connected to each other.
Take the ministers out of it. Right. Take the individuals, take the personalities out of it. I'm less concerned about who is placed in the ministry. That's a secondary conversation. My interrogation this morning is, I guess, about the effectiveness of the composition of the ministries and the portfolio. Right. And those things contained within the portfolio. For instance, just before we went to the break, I made the point, we're looking at Ministry of Works, and there's no allocation for Bahamas Telecommunications Corporation, BTC, in there, right? In the article from Candia, it says that Miles LaRota will have responsibility for water and sewage, with the prime minister being the substantive minister. In the allocations, it says that Miles LaRota will have relations with Bahamas Telecommunications Company under his portfolio. But is that the same? Does that mean that he will be responsible for Batelco, and in the same way the Prime Minister will be the substantive minister for Batelco? Now, this is extremely interesting to me, Mr. Nuri. Right? Not just because I'm struggling for years now trying to bring resolution to a BTC matter, but because earlier in the year we learned that Starlink Bahamas became a licensed entity. I think the announcement was made in April, and it may have occurred in February. Anyway, early in the year, Starlink Bahamas becomes a licensed entity in the telecommunications sector. In those conversations, I read an excerpt from an article on SpaceX website that said, this is what the article said, that the Bahamas Telecommunications Company signed a memorandum of understanding with SpaceX in 2021. Right? Mm-hmm. I think we deserve an explanation, or at the very least, the rationale from separating the utility corporations from the Ministry of Works, and why you've done it, and how they're intended to operate. As simple as that. There's just too much not being said, and nobody is suggesting malfeasance. All we're saying is there's just too much not being said. And as taxpayers paying citizens who are expected to pay our taxes, knowing that those taxes may be used to pay fines and breaches, and we'll never know, and we'll never know how much is spent, we at the very least can demand clarity on these matters. Why? Who is responsible for BTC? Who? That's it. Who is responsible for it in the overall government framework? Is there a substantive minister? Is there a junior minister? Is there any minister? And what can we expect going forward?
Well, I'm sure there's a minister. Just need to find out who it is, eh?
Well, does relations with BTC mean the same thing as responsible for BTC with the PM being the substantive minister? I'm just saying. Mm. These are things that should be answered by somebody. I think they're important. I mean, there's lots more to go into, right? For instance, Leon E. Lundy, Parliamentary Secretary, he has responsibility for government parliamentary business, parliament, government publications, Bahamas Investment Authority, National Economic Council, Sustainable Development Goals, Emissions Registry, Lands and Surveys, Relations with the Bridge Authority, Official Gazette, Hansard, Printing and Stationery, Hotel Encouragement Act, National Development Plan, Climate Change and Carbon Credit, Security Council, Acquisition of Land, right? Mm-hmm. But under the Prime Minister's portfolio, we've got National Investment Fund, right? Why is National Investment Fund under Prime Minister's portfolio, but Lands and Surveys, Climate Change, and Carbon Credits under Leon Lundy's portfolio, if Climate Change and Carbon Credits and Lands and Surveys are a big part of NIF?
Is there an increase in terms of the responsibility of the Prime Minister, like what comes underneath him?
Well, I can be honest with you, I had difficulty finding the allocation for the first 2 years of their term, but I'm not 1,000% certain. I think the National Investment Fund was immediately sort of assigned to him, even before the shuffle, mm-hmm. right? But that is a very interesting question. And also for me, why would auctions and recs and Treasure Trove be under the Ministry of Finance and the Prime Minister? Anyway, these are all things that require explanation, Mr. Newry. Mm-hmm. And I think that as we mature as an electorate, we begin to understand that not all conversations are sensational, mm-hmm. you know, and they don't need to be sensational to be important. But this is a very important conversation. Understanding the rationale behind these decisions helps us to understand the rationale behind this administration's governance plans so that we can be a better part of them, so we could support them, right? All of these things. And all of these things, I think, require questioning. Another one quickly as we go. Keith Bell is now the Minister of Housing and Urban Renewal, right? Mm-hmm. Under his portfolio, we have a line item, construction of medium and low-cost housing. Well, now I need to know what is medium and low-cost housing, because we know the government had a low-cost housing scheme, but the scheme didn't reduce the cost of the house. Mm-hmm. It reduced the criteria required to get a mortgage for one of the houses by allowing you to get a mortgage through the Bahamas Mortgage Corporation. Mm-hmm. So if a low-cost house is actually a regular-cost house, what's a medium-cost house? What does that mean? Anyway, hopefully, Mr. Nguyen, I know we it's 11:57. We're getting ready. We're almost at the end of that hour. What I'm hoping is that the Director of Communications, right, could mm-hmm. send us somebody mm-hmm. to help us go through this and understand the rationale behind the Prime Minister's decisions and how they expect it will improve their governance in these particular areas.
So you're concerned about the composition?
That's what I'm saying, right. How you've composed the ministries, why you've composed them this way, and how you must have done it because you think it's going to enhance your ability to govern or enhance the solutions, right, that you drive to in these areas. Well, tell us that. Tell us that. Tell us how you think this is going to work and why you think it's going to be more successful than the other composition.
Perhaps we need to have an exercise of composing ministries that should be together and then recommend that to the governments in the future. These should mesh. These responsibilities should go together. And these are the reason why.
See, because you leave it to me, public service, and you keep public service and foreign affairs together, that means you will focus on hiring foreigners into the government service, right? Now you have you had labor and immigration together. That seemed like a great fit, considering you got a labor shortage, you got a surplus of foreign direct investment, and you need to figure out how to drive labor to these projects, right? Like, let's talk about it, because you made it. There has to be a rationale behind it. You didn't just put the names in a hat and pull them out and say, "Oh, these two together."
They didn't.
Oh, Mr. Nure, I almost swore to Christ just now.
Anyways, 11:59. We'll stop right there. This has been Guided Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, Erin Green was with me, and she just interrogated that entire article.
Pluralize it. She just interrogated. Pluralizing.
I enjoyed watching you sit there and just go through everything, though, and just shaking my head and say, man, it is what it is.
It must matter to somebody, and if it doesn't matter to the people who are getting paid to do it, make it matter to us who footing the bill at the end of the day.
Let the Prime Minister put whatever things together, man. Just let him do his job.
The way my taxpayer wallet's set up, I'm eager and anxious to be a part of whatever conversation my money is a part of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your money?
Dear Prime Minister.
That's your money?
I want to talk when my money talk.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.